这一节的聚会，我们一起来学习信仰的价值。
In the session, we will learn about the value of faith.
有的人非常看重信仰。
There are some people who place great value on faith.
觉得它是我人生最重要的一部分。
And feels that that's the most important part of my life.
有的人虽然有信仰，但是觉得这并不是最重要。
And to other people, they might feel that faith is not very important to them.
甚至我们周围的朋友，有很多人一生都没有什么信仰。
And just looking around us, there might be people around us, they might not even have faith in their lives.
那信仰到底有什么价值？
And so what kind of value does faith actually have?
昨天我们提到信仰是一个旅程。
Yesterday we talked about faith as a journey.
我们地上的人生结束点就是归回尘土。
The end point of our journey of this life is returning to dust.
但是信仰这个旅程要把我们带到父那里去。
But our journey of faith will bring us to our heavenly Father.
这个就是信仰的价值。
And this is the value of faith.
这是没有办法取代的。
And it's irreplaceable.
所以是无价的。
So is priceless.
好，那今天我们一起来思想信仰是一种关系。
And today we will consider faith as a relationship.
什么叫做这个人有很好的信心？
What does it mean for someone to have a good faith?
或者说我信心不好。
Or someone to say that my faith is not so great.
我们可以用关系来描写。
And we can describe this using relationship.
如果一个人有好的信仰他一定跟神有好的关系。
If a person has a good faith, then he or she has a good relationship with God.
再倒过来讲，如果跟神的关系不好，我们的信仰就是有问题。
And conversely, if this person does not have a good relationship with God, then there's a problem with their faith.
好，我们现在看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's first turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇第一节跟第二节。
Psalm 90, verse 1 and 2.
诗篇九十篇第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Lord,You have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
这两节圣经节是摩西所写的。
These two verses were recorded down by Moses.
这两节圣经节在讲什么？
What are these two verses talking about?
就是在讲摩西跟神的关系。
It's describing the relationship between Moses and God.
这个第二节讲诸山与未曾生出，地与世界未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。神是从无穷尽的未来到无穷尽的永远，他是存在的。
And here it says that.Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. He's from everlasting to everlasting.
那第二节地与世界你未曾造成，这个世界不只是我们现在住的世界，也包括我们每一个人是神所造的。
And here it talks about before the mountains were brought forth, and this earth,includes not only the mountains, but also us.
所以即使我们没有看到神，但是我们跟神的关系是存在的。
Even though we don't see God, our relationship with God exists.
因为他造我们。
Because he created us.
他让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
He gave us food and gives us joy.
并且他预先定准我们的年限跟所住的疆界。
And he has predetermined our days and where our dwellings.
所以这个关系本来就是存在的。
And so this relationship already exists.
啊，只是神好像父亲，我们好像浪子，我们离开了他。
It's just that God is like a father and we're the prodigal son who has left.
啊，那我们现在要重新跟神建立父子的关系。
And now we're going to reestablish this father and son relationship.
哦，那这个为什么这么重要？
Why is this so important?
啊，因为第二节讲啊，诸山与神之地与世界未曾造成，就是在神的创造当中，我们来了解神是怎样一个神。
And here it talks about before the mountains were brought forth, wherever you have formed the earth and the world. And from these creations, we can understand our relationship with God.
我们知道世界上有很多的孤儿，没有父亲，也没有母亲。
There are many orphans in this world who have lost their fathers or mothers.
这是很可怜的。
And it's very sad and pitiful.
所以连旧约圣经也讲孤儿跟寡妇，这是神所怜悯的。
And even in the Bible, it talks about how God has mercy on the orphans and the widows.
哦，但是世界上有很多人很有爱心的人啊，他能够啊带给孤儿父母亲的爱跟温暖。
And in this world, there are people who, with love, gives a love and caring to orphans.
啊，但是天父啊跟我们的关系是没有一个人能够取代的。
But there is no one who could replace the love of God for us.
在耶利米书里面提到神的创造当中，我们可以看到神很重要三个特质。
And from book of Jeremiah, we can learn about very important characteristics of God.
第一个就是神无所不能。
The first one is God is omnipotent.
所以他可以创造一个宇宙大到我们没有办法了解。
That he can create a universe that is so vast that we cannot understand it.
哦，那人就是他造的。
And that humankind is created also by him.
如果人有问题，当然神可以解决，因为我们是他造的。
And if we have any issues or problems, he can solve it for us because he created us.
第二个。在神的创造中可以看到神的智慧。
And second, from the creation of God, we can see the wisdom of God.
将事情隐藏，这是神的智慧。
God, hides stuff that we cannot see, and that is also the wisdom of God.
所以我们越认识神，越发现我们不知道的远远比我们知道的多。
And the more we learn about God, the more we understand that there's much more that we don't know than the things that we know.
所以越认识神，我们越谦卑。
So therefore, the more we learn about God, the more humble we will be.
所以圣经说，神是全知的神。
So the Bible says that God is all-knowing.
他知道我们的过去。
He knows our past.
他知道我们的未来。
He knows our future.
他也知道我们的现在。
He also knows about our current state.
他知道我们的问题。
He knows our problems.
而且他有答案。
And he has the answer for us.
这是我们的父亲，天上的神。
And he's our father, our God.
那第三个就是神的爱。
And third is God's love.
在创造当中充满神的爱。
God's love fills, and is shown in his creation.
所以我们这个父亲有三个特点。
So our father has these three characteristics.
他了解我们的需要跟困难。
He knows our needs and our problems.
知道我们的他有能力来帮助我们解决。
And he has the power to help us resolve our issues.
他也愿意帮我们解决。
And he's willing to help us.
所以虽然父母爱我们，但是有时候我们在父母年纪大的时候，我们有问题也不敢告诉他。
And therefore, even though our father and our mothers love us, but sometimes when we have problems, we do not tell them.
因为他们没有办法解决，而且会造成他们的忧虑，因为他很爱我们。
Because they love us, but sometimes they won't be able to help us with our issues, and we don't want to worry them.
但是我们还有一个神。
But we still have a God.
所以我们不管什么年纪，不管到什么地方啊，我们有一个神，他就是我们的父。因此这个关系非常重要。
So it doesn't matter how old we get, wherever we go, we still have a father, and this relationship is very important.
那我们就来看摩西的一生到底神啊为什么对他这么重要。
And let's look at the life of Moses and see why is it that God is so important to him.
好，我们现在看《生命记》。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的第二章
Deuteronomy chapter 2
生命记的第二章
Deuteronomy chapter 2
我们来念第七节
Let's look at verse 7 For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your treading through this great wilderness.These 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing.
这个地方讲神在你手所办的一切事已经赐福给你。
Here it says that God has blessed you in all the work of your hand.
这个是在讲旷野40年的旅程。
And here it's describing the Israelites 40 years of journey in the wilderness.
那下面说你走这个道而旷野他都知道。
And that he knows you're trudging through this great wilderness.
所以旷野的困难神都知道。
So that God knows their difficulties.
好那接下去说这40年你一无所缺。
And that in these 40...
神与你同在。
And that in these 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, you have lacked nothing.
当然旷野是很可怕的地方。
So the wilderness is a very scary place.
但是因为有神同在，所以就一无所缺。
But because God was with them, therefore they lacked nothing.
所以我们人生啊，真的是在走旷野哦，变化快于我们的计划。
So our life is like a journey in the wilderness. Sometimes things change faster than our plans.
所以有很多事情有时候超过我们所能够掌控的。
And a lot of times the situations around us is not within our control.
但是如果神跟我们同在神就会带领我们。
But if God is with us, then he will guide us.
所以这个关系是非常重要。
Therefore, this relationship is very important.
那如果我们回到第一章生命记的第一章。
If we look back into Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们看三十节。生命记第一章的三十节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30.The Lord your God who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
这个地方讲神要为你们征战。
Here it says that God will fight for you.
从面对法老神用十个灾殃让法老顺服。
When the Israelites faced Pharaoh, God used the 10 plagues to subdue King Pharaoh.
到旷野地神帮他们征战打胜了亚玛利人。
And in the wilderness, God helped them to win over the Amalekites.
所以神同在他就能得胜。
Therefore, if they have God with them, then they can win.
我们现在信仰是一场征战。
our faith is a battle.
啊，这个征战敌人有是看不见的。
And sometimes our enemy in this battle is not someone who we can see.
魔鬼是我们看不见的。
We cannot see the devil.
但是魔鬼可以看到我们。
But the devil can see us.
啊，所以啊，我们需要神的帮助，哦，才能够得胜。
Therefore, we need God's help in order to win.
啊，还有我们自己本身，哦，我们有罪恶的啊欲望、罪性。
And even ourselves, we have the sinful lusts.
啊，这个也不是我们能够得胜的。
And this is also something that we cannot gain victory over.
哦，所以保罗说我真是苦啊。
Therefore, Paul says, I'm in such pain.
他痛苦是什么？
And what is his agony?
就是善行不出来。
It's that he cannot do the good deeds.
但是不要的事情，恶一直去做。
And that the evilness, the sin that he keeps on doing.
那这个是我们大家的经验。
This is our own experience as well.
我们可以立志。
We can make a determination.
但是是能不能行出来，这个不是我们能控制的。
But whether we can carry it out, it's not within our control.
所以昨天立志，今天失败，明天后悔。
Therefore, we make a determination yesterday, and we fail today, and tomorrow we regret.
这是我们一直在重复的。
And this is something we repeat over and over.
但是当神与我们同在。
But when God is with us,
耶利哥就可以打，把它攻败。我们就可以打败耶利哥城。
And if God is with us, then we can win over, like the Israelites win over the Jericho.
我们可以得胜。
Then we can gain victory.
所以我们跟神的关系非常重要。
Therefore, the relationship between us and God is very important.
信仰的得胜不只是我们的决心。
And our victory in faith is not just about our determination.
信仰的得胜是因为神与我们同在，帮助我们。
In order to win in our faith, the most important thing is having God with us and Him helping us.
才可以走下去。
And that, therefore, we can continue on this path.
所以有时候我们觉得说啊，我信主五十年、六十年，到今天还信啊，这个是因为神在帮助我们。
And therefore, if I have already believed in the Lord for 50 or 60 years, and that is because God has been helping me.
所以每一天得胜，这样一直持续下去，我们才能够走几十年的路。
And it's only if we win, then we can continue on this path.
因此。如果跟神的关系不好，神没有与我们同在，我们到半途我们就走不下去了。
And if we don't have a good relationship with God, then halfway through, then we cannot continue.
好，这是第一个，那我们现在看生命记第一章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 1.
31节。
Verse
31. 请读。
Verse 31, and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son in all the way that you went until you came to this place.
这个地方讲神抚养你们。
Here it talks about how God carried you.
好像父亲抚养儿女。
As if a man carries his son.
我想想看，如果以色列百姓要出埃及的时候先算好一天吃三餐将近100万人要走2个月的路，要多少的粮食啊。
If the Israelites were to account for the meals that they would have in this 2 months for 1 million people for 3 meals a day.
那个粮食会重到他们没有办法出埃及。
And if they were to carry all of those things from Egypt, then the things will be so heavy that they will not be able to come out of Egypt.
那出埃及的时候什么都没有带。
But when they exit from Egypt, they did not bring anything.
那什么都没有带吃什么。
And if they didn't bring anything, then what were they going to eat?
这里讲神抚养他们。
Here it talks about how God carried them.
所以神是给他们玛拿。
Therefore, God gave them manna.
这是不可能的，这是神迹。
This was a miracle.
每一天都有新的。
Every day there was a new manna.
每一天都有神的恩典。
And every day there was new grace from God.
因为神与他们同在。
Because God was with them.
哦，再来，他们要喝什么？
Next, what were they going to drink?
啊，磐石可以流水。
That water came out from rock.
啊，这个是不可能的。
This was impossible.
但确实发生，这是神迹。
But it happened because it was a miracle.
哦，所以他们生活的需要，神供给他们。
So God gave them their daily necessities.
哦，我们今天常常为着生活忧虑很多。
Today we worry a lot about our daily lives.
所以主耶稣才说不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
Therefore, in the Gospels, Jesus tells us that don't worry about what to eat or drink.
哦，那要做什么？那怎么办
？But what should we do?
要先求神的国跟神的义。
We should first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
这个神的国就是神在做我们的王。
And this is having God as our king.
哦，那神的义就是神看为对的生活。
And the righteousness of God is to live a life that's according to God's will.
所以如果一个人真的追求神做我们生命的主宰，哦，每一天都过着神认为对的生活，神一定会负责他的生活。
So if we live a life that we pursue after to do what is right according to God's eyes, then God will guide us.
哦，所以重新建立神跟人的关系，哦，我们生活的需要神都会安排。
And if we reestablish this relationship with God, then God will take care of our daily necessities.
因此危机就是转机。
And crises become opportunities.
如果这一次的病毒真的引发我们生活的困难。
And if this pandemic at this point makes our life difficult.
让我开始重新调整。
Then we should adjust our lives.
我要调整以神的国为我生活的中心。我要调整我的心思意念我的生活要有神的义。
And we should readjust our lives so that our lives is centered around pursuing the righteousness of God.
但是人还是有本分的，六日要劳碌做工。
And other than that, we still have our duty for 6 days we work.
那神一定会抚养我们。
And God will surely provide for us.
我们回头过来看，一定会感受到神丰盛的恩典。
And later on, when we look back, we will see the abundant grace of God.
所以有的父母觉得自己的孩子很普通不突出，很忧虑。
And some parents worry about their children, thinking that they're not special, they're not very,
可能将来生活会有问题。
That they're not performing very well, and they might have trouble down the line.
这不是关键。
But this is not the most important thing.
如果我们的下一代能够跟神有好的关系。
If our next generation has a good relationship with God.
也就是说如果我们的信仰是 A, 你在学校怎么努力都是 B 跟 C 也没有关系。
Which is to say that if their relationship with God has a grade A, and even if their report card in school has grades B's and C, then it's okay.
因为神要抚养我。
Because God will provide for them.
所以信仰是一种没有办法取代跟神的关系。
Therefore, faith is something that's irreplaceable.
这个是太宝贵了。
And this is very precious.
这是一种生活的秘诀。
And this is the secret to life.
因此不要为生活忧虑太多。
Therefore, we should not worry about life.
要重新建立我们跟神亲密的关系。
We should pursue to reestablish a good relationship with God.
好，那我们先来看《生命记》第一章的33节。
Let's next turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 33.
请读。
Who went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents to show you the way you should go in the fire by night and in the cloud by day?
这个地方讲神要指引你们所当行的路。
Here it says that God will show you the way you should go.
好，那这里特别讲晚上用火柱来引导。
In the fire by night.
晚上漆黑黑一片，看不到路。
And during the night time, it's very dark, and they cannot see where they're going.
他们要往哪里去呢
？Where would they go?
火柱在引导他们。
There will be fire, pillars of fire, guiding them.
所以有时候我们的一生好像在黑夜当中。
Sometimes it's as if we're living in darkness.
前途一片黑暗。
There is darkness before us.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
如果神与我们同在，
If God is with us,
神要用火柱来带领我们，
Then God will guide us with a pillar of fire.
那白天呢？
What about during the daytime?
白天在旷野，四面都是路。
During the daytime, it's vast, all around them.
东西南北，你要往哪里去都可以。
You could go north, south, west, or east.
到处都是路，你就没有办法，不知道怎么选择。
There are so many paths before you, and you don't know how which way to go.
在这个时候，神要指引你当行的路。
And during this time, God will point out the way that you should go.
因为神站在更高的地方他可以看到我们的前面。
Because God is at a higher place, and He can see before us.
所以我们认为好的不一定对我们是好的。
Therefore, what we think is good might not actually be good for us.
我们认为不好的不一定真的是不好。
What we don't think is good might not actually be bad.
神认为好的是最好的。
What God thinks is good will be the best for us.
神认为不好是最不好的。
And what God thinks is bad for us will be the worst.
神的意念超过人的意念。
His will transcends over our will.
我说有时候有的孩子很聪明，到处都学校都接受他，让他去哪一个学校读。
And so, therefore, sometimes there are some children, they receive many offers from different schools.
好，或者说我们要去找工作，好几个公司都要接纳我们。
Or if they send out their applications for jobs, and there's so many, they also receive lots of offers.
我们要求神指引我们的路。
And we need to ask God to show us the way.
让我们找一个工作，能够保守我们的信仰，能够服侍神。
So that we could make a choice that will help us to preserve our faith.
也让我们这个工作能够照顾到家庭。
And that for the job that we choose will be able to provide for our family.
也让这个工作不会太大的压力影响我们的健康。
And that this job will not give us too much stress affecting our health.
这个就是为什么跟神的关系这么重要。
And this is why the relationship between us and God is so important.
因为他要指引我们的路。
Because he's going to show us the way that we should go.
那如果我们看33节前面的一句话。
If we look at the first part of verse 33,
他在路上引导你们找安营的地方。
Who went in the way before you to search out a place for you to pitch your tents?
我们想想看，旷野温度非常的热。
In the wilderness, it's very hot.
走的真的很辛苦。
And it's very difficult.
这里讲安营的地方。
And here, talk about the place for them to pitch their tent.
安营就是我们休息的地方。
And that is a place for them to rest.
所以人生劳苦愁烦。
And in our life, we toil and suffer.
我们有很多的责任。
We have many responsibilities.
每天很努力在尽我们的责任。
And every day we toil and try to fulfill our duties.
有时候一回到家，有时候是精疲力竭。
And sometimes when we get, by the time we get home, we're very tired.
但是劳苦之外还有愁烦。
But other than toil, there's also worries.
哦，心理上很多的烦恼。
And we have our worries.
啊，因为我们是在这个旷野路。
Because we're in the wilderness.
啊，主耶稣说，你要到我这里来，我就让你得安息。
And Jesus said, if you come to me, I'll give you rest.
啊，因此，如果我们跟神有好的关系。
And if we have a good relationship with God.
啊，那虽然啊，肉体很劳苦，心里也有一些愁烦，但是借着不断的交托亲近神，我们就可以在神里面得安息。
And if we have God with us, then we can have peace in our heart.
啊，因此为什么跟神的关系这么重要？
Therefore, why is it so important to have a good relationship with God?
因为神要为我们征战，让我们得胜。
Because God is going to fight for us and to help us to gain victory.
神要抚养我们，让我们生活啊没有挂虑。
God will carry us and to help us to be worry free.
啊，神要带领我们的路啊，让我们找到安歇的地方。
And God will guide us our way for lead us to a place where we can rest.
啊，其实这个恩典临到以色列百姓都是因为摩西。
And actually, these grace fall upon the Israelites because of Moses.
啊，因为神在差遣摩西的时候就告诉他一句话，我要与你同在。
Because when God sent Moses, God already told Moses that I will be with you.
啊，所以我们今天在教会里面侍奉神。最关键的一句话就是我们神与我们同在。
Therefore, today when we're serving in the church, the most important thing is for God to be with us.
哦，摩西虽然啊接受埃及一切的教育，说话行事都有能力。
And even though Moses was very well educated,
啊，但是我们仔细看他带领以色列百姓出埃及，一直到走到迦南地旁边，这一些都不是关键。
And the way that he went out of Egypt and went to the land of Canaan, that was not the most important thing.
哦，关键是神与他同在。
The most important thing was that God was with him.
哦，所以圣经里面说啊啊，若不是神啊。建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
So the Bible says that if it's not for God helping to build the building, the person who built the building builds it in vain.
那个建造房屋就是建造人的信仰。
And building this house, it's building up our faith.
就是传福音。
And it is to preach the gospel.
因此我们的计划，我们的努力，这个是重要的。
Therefore, even though our plans,our toil is important.
但是关键是神在建造。
But the key is that God builds it.
就是神与我们同在同工。
It's that God to be with us and work with us.
若不是神看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
If it's not for God watching over, the watchman watches in vain.
那看守城池，这就是牧养工作。
And to watch over a city is to pasture the flock.
我们有我们的本分。
We have our own responsibilities.
啊，但是会不会有果效？关键是神有没有在看守城池。
But whether if there will be a good result, it depends on whether God works.
就是神有没有在做工。
Whether God works for us.
那神做工就是因为他与我们同在，我们跟他有好的关系。
And if God works, that is because we have a good relationship with God and he works with us.
哦，所以为什么神会啊让以色列百姓在旷野啊能够啊一无所缺？
Therefore, how is that God allowed the Israelites to be lacking nothing in the wilderness?
因为神应许摩西，我要与你同在。
It was because God promised Moses that he will be with him.
因此我们在教会里面侍奉神，最关键的就是我们的灵修灵性。
Therefore, when we're serving in the church, the most important thing is our own spiritual cultivation.
也就是我们跟神的关系。
Which is our own relationship with God.
好，那我们仔细来看，为什么摩西跟神的关系是这么的亲近？
And we can see why is it that Moses has such a good relationship with God.
好，我们回来看诗篇九十篇的第一节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 90, verse 1.
第一句话，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Here says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place.
主代表什么？
What does it mean, Lord?
在摩西的心的最深处有一个主人，有一个主宰。
That within the heart of Moses, there is a master, a Lord.、
哦、所以神要拣选他的时候，他说我是什么人、啊、
Therefore, when God chose Moses, he said to himself, who am I?、
哦、有这一种的态度、啊、神就可以变成他的主人。
And with such an attitude that God can become his Lord.、
哦、所以我们在世界上做事跟在神面前在侍奉心态非常不同。
Therefore, when we work in church and when we're working outside, it's very different.、
哦、我们在教会侍奉是有一个主人，有一个主宰。
When we serve within the church, there is a master, a Lord.、
哦、所以神很肯定摩西的忠心。
God acknowledges Moses' faithfulness.
什么叫忠心？
What does it mean to be faithful?
以神的心为心。
That he has the heart of God as his own.、
哦、每个人都有自我。
Everyone has their own self.
但是为什么能够以神的心为心？
But how can he have the heart of God as his own?
因为他在神面前知道我是什么人。
Because he knows who he is in front of God.、
哦、他从心里尊神为大。
And from deep within his heart, he considered God his Lord.、
哦、那第二句话，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Then the second phrase, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
你看这一段时间我们都住在家里、啊、这个关系、啊、就非常的亲近。
And during this time, we have been staying within our homes.、
哦、这里说你是我们的居所。
And this dwelling place.、
啊、就是在心里的最深处、啊、我们跟神非常的亲密。
And this is a sense of closeness that God is very close with us.
就是91章里面讲住在至高者的隐秘处。
And that's what's recorded in Psalm 91, he who dwelling in the secret place of the most high.
也就是在摩西的心里神的分量非常重，神的地位非常高。
Which is to say that within the heart of Moses, God has a very heavy portion in his heart.、
哦、这个就是我们建立跟神亲密关系的关键。
And this is a key for us to establish a good relationship with God.、
啊、那我们一生恩典无穷。
And if we can do that, then we will have abundant grace within our life.
唱诗。
Sing him.
329首。
Hymn number 329.